Hello everyone and welcome to New Sex Toy Review. Today's product is the Calvin 9 Thrusting and Vibrating Massage Training and Masturbation 2-in-1 Sex Toy from Best Vibe. So this toy is really interesting. It looks like a mug. It has like a mug handle, but it also has like a motorcycle handlebars. So I'm not sure where they were going with this. Some kind of mug. I'm gonna call this a sus mug. It kind of has like an Among Us look, and it's a mug, but it's also got handlebars, like little arms. I don't know, I'm getting Among Us vibes. I'm gonna call this the sus mug. Anyway, alright, what is the sus mug, you might be asking? It's what I call a smush toy. So there's a thing inside of it that goes up and down. It's got, you know, vibrators that vibrate on the side of your dick. It's super easy to clean. And here's what's amazing about it. Well, there's a few features which I've never seen before, but it's open on both ends. And you can use either end. And because normally I don't like smush toys, well, I'll jump into it and I'll explain it when I get there. Okay, so the charge port is right here on top. It uses a USB-C, which I appreciate because that's what my phone uses. When you plug in a charger, like so, you will see the red power button flash red, which lets you know it's charging, but that's about all there is to say about that. Okay. It has two end caps, and they basically click on. So you put them on, and you turn them, and they snap. So they lock in place, which is going to be really important. But there is this part, and then there's one on top. Okay? So you can use either side, and that'll become important. But here's what's cool. Normally, I don't like open-ended toys. Like, you notice you can see all the way through to the other end of the toy. So the problem with open-ended toys is when you orgasm, you'll shoot stuff out the other side, you'll make a mess, you'll have to like catch it in something, it's really annoying. But because these caps screw on, you can close whatever side you're not using. Now you could have it open-ended, if you're like really big, you could have this open-ended and just, you know, make sure you aim it somewhere, but you could close the cap and then use it. So let me show you how this works. Well, I'll take both caps off, but keep in mind that, you know, when I'm demonstrating this. Okay, so there's an LCD display. You have the thrusting and you have the vibrations. So I'll turn on the vibrations. You can see the vibrations are the number on the right. So we got low, medium, high, and then we got the patterns. You've seen these before. I don't think you can see the vibrations. You can probably hear it. It's pretty powerful. Let me see if you can see it moving around. Okay, it's too dense to be moving around from the vibrations. But trust me, these vibrators are pretty powerful. Anyway, so you can cycle through the different vibration settings. But basically, it's got 9 settings, low, medium, high being the first 3. Okay, we'll turn the vibrator off for now. Now we'll turn on the thrusting. Now, I don't know if you can you see that? So, is it easier to see from this side? So there is when I show you the insert, you'll see what I'm talking about. Or I might take the insert out. But this is, you know, setting 1, setting 2, which is medium, setting 3, which is high. So this is it thrusting at its fastest. And then you got the little patterns where it starts and it stops and so forth. Okay, so let me turn this off. Actually, you know what? I want to show you one more feature. One more. So I'm gonna turn everything on. All right, using the motorcycle handlebars, the right handlebar actually revs. And it makes it go like really fast, like instantly. So this is your like instant, I want it full throttle right now, like literally full throttle because these motorcycle handlebars have a little thing. Okay, so here's what's interesting about this toy other than this revving thing, which is admittedly cool. Let me take the insert out and show you what it looks like. Now, here's the thing. This insert is super easy to clean because it's open on both sides, so you don't even have to turn it inside out. But notice that the smush part in the middle is equally in between both sides. So you can put the thicker end of the insert on whatever end you want. It's interchangeable. But let me show you. You can see that inner chamber. That's how it works. So it latches on to this that middle section and it goes up and down really fast. Now you can see it from the top. This right here, this black thing, that's the bullet vibrator. Again, you can turn, you can rev it to turn it on. There's only one bullet vibrator, but you can see the thrusting and you can see the bullet vibrator. So that's pretty cool, right? All right, so here's the thing. You put the insert in however you want, whichever way you want to enter. Now, normally with the Smush toys, I don't generally like them, and here's why. Because when you are, like, I'll just move this to the side just to show you with the insert. So imagine just, you know, as an x-ray view, we're gonna demonstrate this. So the way this toy works is this middle part is smushing back and forth between these two ends. What this means is this part, like let's say you thrust into this hole, the thrusting and the smushing and all that is all gonna happen more or less in this part of your dick. So this part of your dick that's over here isn't getting anything. You're only gonna feel it on like the upper half of your dick, because this lower half of your dick isn't getting any action because this part is only going up and down in the middle. And worse, the bullet vibrator is all the way up here, which means that you're not even really feeling the vibrations very much. But, and this was really interesting, so the way these handles are oriented, the way the display is oriented, you would think that this hole is the optimal hole to use, because you have the revving and you have, you know, that you're facing it in the proper orientation. But because the bullet vibrator is over here, it actually feels way better if you turn it upside down. If you turn it upside down, instead of, again, to demonstrate this, instead of feeling all the action on the tip of your penis, you feel the action at the base of your penis, because in this way, the bullet vibrator is down here. So you stick your penis in, and yes, this part, the thrusting part, you'll still feel it on the, more or less the, you know, the tip part of your dick. But because the bullet vibrator will be like pressed up against the base of your penis, it actually feels a lot better. So I thought that was really interesting. And I've never seen that in a Smush toy before. Usually the Smush toys, I don't like them because all the action's on the tip and the rest of the penis isn't getting anywhere. But with this one, you can actually use it the opposite way, like hold it like this, put your dick in this way, and you'll get the bullet vibrator and you'll get the same thrusting action, but that vibration will actually make it feel a lot better on your dick when you use it. So yeah, I'm pretty surprised with this toy. It was a lot better than I was expecting. I generally don't like Smush toys, but this one I like. It's super easy to clean. All you gotta do is, I mean, you don't necessarily have to take the insert out. You can just run water through it. However, you probably should take the insert out. That's probably generally a good idea. So then to put the toy back together, you just basically push the insert through the holes and pull it out the other side, and then you're good to go. Okay, so what I did, just to show you this is possible, I put the insert in the opposite orientation. So at the bottom, this is the part of the insert that would normally be sticking at the top, and the part that's at the top would normally be sticking at the bottom. This just shows you that it's perfectly functional. However, so whatever side you enjoy putting your dick in, just change the insert so that it's favoring that side. Like, you might, again, this part, the vibration's up here, so it's gonna feel better on the tip of your dick. But if you use it this way, then it's gonna feel better on the base of your dick. So use it in whatever orientation works for you. You can move the insert one way or the other. You can rev it, or you can use the buttons to set it. You know, like set it to 3-3 if you want the strongest vibration and strongest thrust. And then, of course, you can just rev it to turn it off. It's actually really cool. I'm really impressed with this toy. I don't know why it looks like a mug. I understand the handlebars. Why does it look like a mug? That is the sussy part. That's why it's the sus mug. I don't know why it's a mug. This isn't going to fool anyone. Nobody's going to see this and think it's a real mug. They're going to be wondering, like, what's up with the mug? Why does it look like that? Okay, so let's talk about price. This toy is on the Best 5 website, $93.67, which I would say that sounds expensive because it's a fairly small toy, but it's pretty powerful. And this is definitely a $100 toy. You know, there's different toys and tiers. You got the $50 and below, $50 to $100, $100 to $200, $200 plus. This is a $100 toy. It's got good vibrations, good thrusting. It's got these, all these, the revving feature, the interchangeable insert position. It's got a lot of good stuff going on. So I'd say this is definitely worth $100. You're already saving a little bit of money. It's normally $117, so it's on sale for $93.67. I have a coupon code. You'll save even more money. So go ahead and use that coupon code. Check this out. Now, the coupon code is good for the whole site, so you could save money for the Calvin 9 thrusting, vibrating. You could save the money on this, or you could use it on any other toy on the site because the coupon code is good for the whole site. Anyway, thank you, Best 5, for sending me this toy. Use the coupon code. Save some money. Check out the whole site. Check out all the other toys they have. This is Turtle Flea Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.